This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yeah, you heard it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. There's a gazillion ways to get involved. You already know that. You old-timers already know how to make it happen. So teach the young ones, right? Okay, the IG report. I know you're all chomping at the bit. Although you've probably been listening to this all day long. There's just so much. I mean, I really want to wait to hit it, but overall, we got another nothing burger for these people. And if you watch the people who are parading through there today, you know, during the hearing, I don't even know which one to call it. Was it a hearing, the wrap up, the circus? I don't even know what to call it. But if you think about it, that nothing. They still had nothing. They brought in a bunch of people that were already on their side. We'll go through what came out of today later on. I promise. You know, and when I turned it on this morning, the first thing I saw was the attorney, Mr. Goldman. And I'm watching him listening and watching what he's putting up there. I'm saying, oh, wait a minute, what? Did he just, see, made me crazy. And Durham disagrees with the claims of the IG. I mean, we got a lot happening in a relatively short period of time. So, but let me start off with a little lightheartedness, right? What do you think? Can we do that? I don't know how lighthearted it is. I thought it was funny. You know, every year there used to be a report that came out, a waste report of the government, which I thought was great. But now, is that different? No, seriously. So, Senator Rand Paul is now putting out the report, the waste of your American taxpayer dollars. Seriously, when they talk about, you know, it's hard to cut the budget, we can't do this, you can't cut that, seriously? You can cut a lot. This is at the end of the summer of 2019, he put this report together. We can start with, I love some of the stuff I love. I mean, this totals about $50 billion in waste. How about frog mating calls for $500,000, right? Increasing trust in Tunisian politics. So we spent $2 million. Come on. Think about how asinine this is. We spent $2 million so the Tunisian government, to try to help the Tunisian government be trusted more. Why don't we spend money on our government to be trusted? Although they'd pocket it and it wouldn't go anywhere. Right? Green growth in Peru. How did I teach you how to go green? $10 million there. This is your tax money, right? It's just nuts. They converted an old abandoned mental hospital into a DHS headquarters. GSA and DHS are going to share it. That was a $2 billion plus dollar project. Probably would have been cheaper to bulldoze the place and start all over again, don't you think? Fixed vehicles. New York City falsely claims Superstorm Sandy damaged. Right? My God. $5 million. They should give it back. Right? These were vehicles that just were in disrepair. Increase the capacity of the Pakistani film industry. That's important. Oh, God. Paid out billions from Medicare in improper payments, right? This is money that went to illegals. This is money that got wasted, spent incorrectly, and yet nobody's in jail over it. What else? Taught English and IT skills at Madrasa. That's important. Let's not teach our own. Teach somebody else's. Come on, this stuff is going to be making you sick. The study of frog mating calls in Panama, that's important. That was only $500,000, so don't worry about that one. Paid Google Scholar searches in Hawaii. They paid for Google Scholar searches in Hawaii. This is a total of a bunch of bills from the NSA, NOAA, USFS, DOI, NASA, and more. $51 million to do searches. Are we serious? Right? Paid for property that they confiscated in Afghanistan. So they took it and then they paid for it. That sounds exciting. Don't you think? God, I don't even believe this. And we fund these things. They talk about all this other stuff that's going on that they want to make sure that our tax dollars are being watched for real. Are they for real? You'd have to stop and say, I don't get it. In March of 2019, the U.S. Senate unanimously rejected a suite of policies dubbed the Green New Deal. Right? So AOC put them on the table. We said no. However, the Peruvian government wanted help rolling it out. We were more than happy to oblige. I don't know. That's hypocrisy. Not that I'm a big green guy, but hey. This is funny. New York, by the way, did agree to repay the $5 million. Because they used it. They took the money instead of... This was, which I think is hilarious. Why didn't somebody check this out ahead of time? Because it's New York City and anything goes? I don't know. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that because I'm curious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the break, I hope, if everything works right. And I'm sure she's got a lot to say about what went down today. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Site. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being part of, and make sure, you know, truly, that you're part of the conversation. You know what's going on. You're getting information, not just getting your Twitter feed and getting all your information from that. That's just nuts, no matter where you go. But head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address, Joe. Give me your email address, not mine, because we send out an email once a week. I don't inundate you every day. I just send one out a week. You know, if you don't want it, you can always stop anytime you want to. If you want to get notified by text alert, that's as simple too. TRS to 77222. I make it as easy as I can for you. All right, let me bring in, I know she's going to give me a hard time about my tree. I'm going to bring in Kimberly Moran, as I do every week, to kind of kick off the week, get things rolling. And did you see my tree, Kimberly?
I think it looks very nice. Why am I going to give you a hard time about it?
Oh, why? Well, because it's not as decorated as yours. It is not five of them in a studio.
It's awfully small. You don't have room for a bigger tree?
No, we don't need a bigger tree, right? I mean,
here's
what you learn. When you have the kids, when they're young, the smaller the tree, the more presents it looks like that's under there.
I never thought of it that way.
See?
That's a good one.
I can teach you a lot. They'd get up and they go, oh, my God, look, you can't even get to the tree.
Oh, that's hilarious. I never thought of that one.
The kids all know what that tree is, anyhow. All right, well, we got a whole bunch of presents today, didn't we, with the IG report and all of that. I mean, just craziness that was going on. And perfect example, you know how you always say, you know, you got 10 people could see the same accident and have 9 different versions of it, right? I mean, man, that's what's going on with this report, isn't it?
Absolutely. All across the board. Yep. But, of course, we expected it. We already know what the left is going to say. We already kind of know what the right is going to say.
Right.
And then there will be people who actually read the report and talk about it in an honest way, what's actually in the report.
I saw there was somebody flashing the report. And they're going, you know, all 100 pages of this, and they're flipping through it. And I'm seeing all these redactions in there, right? So I don't know what was redacted and what wasn't. I'm thinking, there was 100 pages. By the time you get done with it, it was, 75 or 80? I mean, with everything they took out of it. But really, seriously, as we heard over and over and over again, in an unprecedented move, the AG's already come out and said he doesn't agree with the report. I mean, he doesn't agree that the FBI, you know, started off for all the right reasons.
Oh, and they, if that many people make that many mistakes, they should all be fired.
I just said the same thing.
I mean... You know, well, we neglected or we made mistakes. There was no intention to do something malicious, but it seemed to be all one-sided. And, oh, we just overlooked that. Give me a break. Again, Joe, like we always say, no one's going to go down for this because they all work for the government. But if it was you or me, we would have been fired and probably in jail long ago.
Already in jail, you know. I mean, I think Flynn's lawyers are waiting for all this stuff to come out so they could show everything that had taken place. I think Flynn should get to walk on this because, you know, they basically railroaded him into his plea. So, I don't know. I think what ends up happening here is we need to start asking the FISA judge or judges that were involved in this how they came up with their decision. What questions did they ask? How did they let this go by?
Do they ever reject a FISA warrant request?
I'd like
to know that.
Good question. Extremely good question.
You know?
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, they're supposed to be scrutinizing those like crazy, and I don't know if they do. I don't know what questions you could possibly ask, because there's a lot of information you're not allowed to have.
Right.
Apparently not even a judge, right?
You know, this is one of those things where you're supposed to be able to trust these law enforcement agencies, right? So I'm sure the judge relies partially on that. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when all that went down and saw that. I mean, I wonder if there's got to be, I'm not saying there's got to be, I wonder if there are transcripts from these hearings that the public could have access to.
Wow. I'm sitting here going, there's no reason why the AG shouldn't. There's no reason why the Inspector General shouldn't. And now they're saying that, you know, again, there might be an issue here that they want to dig a little deeper. When you talk about John Durham, you know, he says, I don't agree with the IG's report. We're still doing our investigation, and that's not what we're coming up with. So this ought to be good.
I can't wait, honestly. I can't wait to see what Durham comes up with just because everyone's on both sides, all across, you know, everywhere, have said that he's really, really good at what he does.
Well, somebody said he needs to get a new picture because he looks like he's mad all the time, you know?
Maybe that is good. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, who's going to lie to him?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put that in his ID so when he's leaning over talking to you, you see that bulldog look of his, you know?
Yeah.
So we can skip off of this for a second because I was doing that Rand Paul piece before you came on. I don't know if you were listening, but about the waste. He's now doing a waste report every year. And I thought this was
good. Oh, is he doing his Festivus waste?
No. Well, maybe not yet. Maybe he's putting it out like that, but...
Oh, he does something on Twitter every year. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is his 2019 waste report. And apparently you and I are paying for the, to listen to the mating calls of frogs. That's costing you about $500,000.
Wait a minute. I do that for free every spring when the spring peepers come out, and then when we have tree frogs that are horny in the trees and that are super loud.
Oh, wow. Well, that's...
So I'm paying for someone else to do that?
We are. We're paying $500,000 for somebody to track that. And let's not forget, they're attempting... I thought this was hilarious. They're spending $2 million to increase trust between the Tunisian governments, or political parties, if you would. I'm thinking, why don't you spend that here? Pay off all the legislators we have. I had a different name for them. I don't think I can use it. But legislators that we have here. And you know what I mean? Add a couple million to it, you'd probably save a couple of $1 billion for the American populace, right?
Yeah, that would be nice.
$2 billion.
No one ever wants to save us any money that is in politics. All they do is work on spending money. I mean, except like right people like Rand Paul, right? Or Thomas Massey. There's some people, there's a few who would like to save us money and cut the waste, but there's only a few of them, literally.
Yeah, I love the fact that he's put this. I mean, a couple of things like the New York City claimed that they had over $5 million in vehicle damage during the Sandy Superstorm. And the same thing at Peru. Even though we turned down our own green plan, we're going to give Peru $10 million to roll out its own green growth program. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Show us in your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Two major stories on Capitol Hill. The impeachment inquiry hearings continue and the Inspector General's report released. 476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete, the IG Michael Horowitz finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016. And at the impeachment inquiry, a black and white sign that says, "Where's Adam?" Republicans furious. Adam Schiff not at the hearing to answer questions. Instead, all-day testimony from two lawyers representing Democrats who are unelected bureaucrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Some messed up white people. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And just get involved, get engaged. I mean, seriously, people, don't just sit there and I don't know, just, you know, with your finger in your nose or your mouth or your ear or wherever you put it and not really get involved, not really get engaged. This is just crazy. All right, well, let me bring her on because I know now she's chomping at the bit. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does. Well, you found a newer one. I think that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So, go for it. Hey, this is Rand Paul's new waste report from what, November?
November 25th, yeah, so this didn't come out that long ago.
Well, this is
funded
so even more money.
And model United Nations competitions in Afghanistan for $300,000. Funded research that involves hooking zebrafish on nicotine for $700,000. Bought a statue from Bob Dylan for the embassy in Mozambique for $84,000. Well, here's a good one. Most college kids can tell you, explain this without spending a dime. Studied the connection between drinking alcohol and winding up in the ER. $4.6 million. Wait.
I'm sorry.
We bought textbooks for Afghan students for $33.9 million. We have teachers screaming that we can't get decent new textbooks, and we're buying them for Afghan students?
Oh, hey, you were right over the Egyptian schooling, right?
I did. I passed over that one. Improved the quality of Egyptian schooling, $16 million. But wait, this is the best one.
Uh-oh.
Brought Serbian cheese up to international standards. We spent $22 million to bring cheese from another country up to international standards.
Because
everybody wants Serbian freaking cheese. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, no, again, you read this stuff, people don't believe it. You got to go out and find it on your own. It's out there, and it's real. And you know, you're right, they're screaming about the kids not having enough books. They're screaming about the education facilities in this country. What about taking care of your own first? Right? I mean, in one of the reports, he said there was over $50-some-odd billion in totally wasted programs that they give money to.
And they do it all the time. There used to be, when Obama first got in office, actually when Bush was still in office, there used to be a website you could go to find out what your senator spent money on or asked for money for, like what their name was attached to. After Obama got into office, that went away. But you could easily, you used to be able to go to find all this stuff. I used to report on this years ago because it was easy to find. But now you have to have a right to know, Freedom of Information Act to get this information.
Yep.
That's BS. It's our money. My money went to get zebrafish, by which, just to let you know, I've had zebrafish.
Yeah.
They're a couple bucks. At the pet store,
yeah.
My tax dollars spends almost $1 million to get them hooked on nicotine. Really?
Can you imagine the machine it took to feed nicotine to them or get them hooked on nicotine? The fish were cheap. It was getting them hooked that was a big deal. So, you know, go back to your drinking question. You said the college kids. This would be easy. Just ask the college kids; they'll tell you. But here's the ready for this one. Here's the actual question that they were looking to get an answer to. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Can drinking too much get you injured?
Are you?
I'm serious.
So ooh, I'm thinking, I just almost said a really bad word.
I know. For $1.1 million, I would have answered that question for them. I would have gone with a clipboard around my community and asked that question. Wouldn't you?
So you really need to even ask? I could have just done a Facebook poll on it for him.
You probably would have gotten better answers. Closer
I probably
answers.
Would have got, yeah, I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I've heard of things as stupid. I shouldn't say that. It's usually our federal government involved just wasting our taxpayer dollars on it. Yeah. What I want to know is who's approving these things? I get you can. Somebody's going to ask for whatever they can get, right? They want a grant for something, they're going to ask for it. I totally understand that part of it. But who in the federal government is approving this absolute crap to waste our taxpayer dollars on? We work hard for our money, and the government takes it from us, and they spend it on things like this?
Well, I have a tax guy coming on later on this week, and we were talking today. And I was talking to him about how the government, when you do something wrong with your taxes, you make an honest mistake if you would. You do something wrong with your taxes, you get hit with what? Penalties and interest. So they hit you with penalties for not filing properly, and then they give you interest on the whole thing, right? But when you, and you know, some people, they don't have enough money taken out of their paychecks, or they have too much money taken out of their paychecks for payroll, and then at the end of the year, you get this big chunk back. And you never see interest on that, do you? I mean, they don't pay you interest for holding your money. No.
Oh, no.
But if you short them.
Check that. Here's one for you. My son filed his taxes, I mean, obviously every year. But the year before, they said there was something wrong with them. He had to give them all other verification, whatever. He didn't get his tax return back, the money they owed him, for a year. Do you think there was any interest added onto that?
No. Not of course. Not even seven cents, seriously.
Nope. I'm surprised they spent the money on the stamp.
No, it's just, and again, it's one organization you can't get your arms around, you can't really do anything with, because they're next to impossible to fight. Almost like this thing going on in D.C. right now. It seems like, you know, even when you win, you don't win, right?
No, because we're regular people. If you're part of the cabal, you know, then you're all set. But regular people, we don't really stand a fighting chance unless you have a ton of money and you can hire the best lawyers or pay people off. You don't stand a chance, really, when it comes to this kind of stuff. And it's getting more and more apparent, I think, to the public in general, watching these ridiculous impeachment hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And watching, you know, the IG report came out, and, you know, watching Comey get away with what he did, Brennan, watching all these people over the past 10 years, if you even paid a little teeny bit of attention to politics, get away with stuff, Lois Lerner, I mean, all, you know, just the list goes on and on. They get away with it. There's no ramifications. There's no punishment. But, again, like we say all the time, Joe, you or I would already be in prison.
Oh, yeah. No question. No question about it. So, I got a good one for you. Somebody just sent me this because you're on with me. And they just sent me the thing from CBS that says there's been more mass shootings than there have been days this year.
That's a lie.
Right?
Yeah.
I know it's a lie.
Huh? Yeah.
You know?
Where did it come from? Mom's Demand? Every town? Oh, the Trace?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying there's a whole slew of people that just post bogus crap stats like that that are easy to...
Right.
Fight against. Disprove, I should say.
The Gun Violence Archive are the ones that track all this stuff on a daily basis, right? And they count any incident where four or more people are shot. I wonder if, what if you take out the shootings in Chicago, you take out the shootings in Baltimore.
Baltimore, right? Washington, D.C. Joe, there's... on Crime Research Prevention Center, the website that John Lott runs, there's a report that shows that where the clusters of all these kinds of shootings are and where the most murders in general are.
Right.
And it's certain places, and it's all those places.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. And I love how, they throw out these numbers, and nobody checks them. Nobody checks them against anything.
Nope. Because the media just goes with the narrative because the media is on the side of gun control. That's why. I mean, if the media was consisted of real journalists in the mainstream media, I should say, they would actually verify and fact check those numbers. And on occasion, some of them do, but for the most part, they don't, and they just push the narrative. I've been watching, as you know, obviously, I'm a 2A activist. Up in New Hampshire, so I pay attention to all that. But I love how they always call it gun safety. Like when Bloomberg came out, he's got the biggest gun safety plan, of all the candidates. No, there's none of the gun control these people have has anything to do with gun safety.
None
it's
of
all
them.
About control.
Yeah,
not
none
one
of
thing
them.
Is about safety.
Well, we'll get. Let's hit this on the other side of the break. I want to talk more about this because, again, they put out this false information. People run with it, and they don't go check it out on their own. I'll explain that more after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always fun. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, who's more fun to have? Kimberly Murren joins me. She does every week. So we can go over the crazy stories of the weekend that everybody missed or that aren't being talked about. And or some of the stuff that we've gone over, we really haven't talked about in detail. Anyway, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Getting close to Christmas. I know you're a Christmas freakoid, right? Food and cooking and trees. I said you look like a Christmas freakoid.
Oh, the trees are all up.
Yeah.
I still have a little bit more decorating to do. My husband's jonesing to get rid of the bin that I have not put away yet. And you just reminded me I have to start my cooking baking palooza. Cookie.
And how many trees do you have up? I'm just curious.
Five at
today?
Home.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Five.
There you go.
There was a Godzilla Christmas tree someone shared with me, and I would buy it if we had the room.
I saw that. You're just sick. If I was him at one point in time, I'd just be standing there shaking my head going, no, no, no.
He tries.
No. Right?
He tries.
Just tell him to grab his chest and fall down in the living room. All right? It'll take the whole punch out of everything. Anyhow.
No, he, you know what? He tries, but he likes it. He likes level. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah. No kidding. All right. Let's have some fun, you know, since we're talking about the absurd tonight. Let's talk about the Democrat candidates for president, or the ones that are left anyhow. The ones you can't believe are still there. I mean, you said the same thing. We were talking during break about Marianne Williamson, and you said, she's still in the race?
I just sent you a list. I got the full list, the most recent list, okay. The New York Times printed. It's updated as of December 3rd.
Okay. Who's running? This is great. Oh, come on, go away.
There's people that were running that I never even heard of. Like, Nessam.
It's not letting me in. It doesn't like me. I'm telling you. It's all right, though.
So there's still 15 Democrats running, and then that idiot Bill Weld. Oh, how ironic is that? There's two former Mass governors running for president.
Wow. What's wrong?
They both sucked.
We haven't had enough? Has there been enough aggravation?
People, I'm telling you, please.
Yeah.
Learn our lessons. Learn your lessons. No East or West Coasters.
Care less. All right, let's see.
No offense to Trump, but.
Who do we have here? We've got Bennett, it says, still running. Biden, Bloomberg, Booker. Now, Booker's like, isn't he down at like 2% or something? I mean, he's like almost no numbers for him, right? Yeah. Castro.
Yeah, he's not going to last that much longer.
Who thought Castro would still be around?
Castro's horrifying.
Yes.
Castro looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay. Is Delaney?
That the right? I actually don't mind John Delaney.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind him, and I don't mind Gabbard. I could even, you know, Klobuchar sometimes says some things that aren't whacked, but they're the only three. I would never vote for any of them, but they're the three most normal. Well
listen.
As far as Democrats go.
Proof that there is a God is that Sewerage had, he dropped out a while back. I mean, the fact that he even thought he had a chance shows you how full of himself he is, right?
Swalwell, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I...
Breathe.
Now fight my tongue again.
Breathe. Okay. And your other buddy, Patrick Duvall.
Patrick Deville.
Duvall. Is it Duvall Patrick or Patrick Duvall? I mean, I know.
It's Duvall Patrick. Deville Patrick.
I mean, these guys couldn't figure out where... They couldn't figure out where to put the first name. What's the deal?
Cadillac right? Deville Patrick.
I heard about that. I don't know if everybody knows about that, but what happened was he replaced all the regular cars for the state, right? All the upper end cars with Cadillac Devilles. I guess
when he became governor of Massachusetts,
him, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And not only that, but he spent thousands and thousands of dollars on new draperies.
That's
his office at the state house.
That's important. Right.
Taxpayers could not afford his draperies for the Oval Office. Just not happening.
No, not going to happen.
He's going nowhere.
Wait a minute. What? All right, we get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. What guy goes into an office and the first thing he does is replace the drapes? I'm just asking for a friend. Anyhow.
That's been a rumor for a very long time.
Okay. So, Bernie Sanders, he's not going anywhere. Too much money involved.
He's not going anywhere.
Right?
You got Neither is Steyer. Creepy Tom Steyer. He's creepy as you know what.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Steyer's really weird. Very, very
weird.
He's
really creepy.
Can you see a ticket of Warren and Williamson? That would be interesting. Right?
I actually like Williamson because I really do like, not that I would ever vote for
There's
her,
nothing
but
wrong with
she's...
You.
She's way out there.
Oh
right?
Yeah. Oh.
Every time she speaks, she sounds like she's like in a drama in a play and giving a monologue, and it's just it cracks me up.
Okay.
I don't actually mind her. She'll never be president, of course. None of these people will ever be president.
I think she sounds like she's just coming off a Woodstock high. That's what I think most of the time when
she definitely sounds like she's stoned or something. Yeah.
And then there's the guy. What's his name? Yang. Okay. Which. What was the thing with people bowing at his feet and him filling their mouths with whipped cream? Somebody said that was like a New Hampshire thing?
No, it's not. I don't know what that's about. And I saw it, and I thought I was horrified. I really don't know what to say about it. There's nothing I can say about it. Well, I never heard of anyone doing that.
Started off with Bill Clinton when he went on the Tonight Show and played a saxophone or something like that, or whatever he was on, Jimmy Kimmel or whatever. All of a sudden, these people have become cartoon characters. They're not even presidential candidates anymore. Statesmanship is gone. It's all gone. And they make fun. I'm sorry. What was it? Biden? Where was he today? And he thought he was in Iowa still? Remember that?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Can you see him now going, let's bomb Russia? No, where was that? What was that? What was that place we were supposed to bomb?
These people are all a joke. They really are. They really, truly are. I mean, I don't care if you hate Trump or not. You've got to look at your party if you're a Democrat and look at these people and know that you're totally screwed.
No, look at, you're right. Go down that list. None of them stand a chance. Look at, Trump is up against, well, I shouldn't say he's up against. That's not really the way to put it. But Walsh and Weld. Joe Walsh.
Oh, please.
God. Joe. God bless Joe Walsh. Anyway.
Go ahead. And Bill Weld. Oh, my. No. No. He can't even make up his mind what party he belongs to. Never mind be president. No. He's just, no. No. I lived in Massachusetts under both him and DeVille Patrick. No thanks. See you, bye.
Does who makes it to the end? Does Biden make it to the end or no? Not what you hope. What happened?
No. I'm not saying what I hope because it doesn't matter. In my opinion, Trump can beat any one of these candidates. I think Biden makes it to the end only because he's going to have these percentage numbers, even though he's not going to have a lot of money. Warren, I think, does, and possibly Sanders. We're going to have to see what happens in Iowa.
Yeah, what? There was an article I was reading today, and I was looking for it while you were talking. I lost it. But there was an article I was reading today, and basically it was great. When Kamala Harris, what was it, in January, when she jumped in, do you remember what the papers were writing about her? That's it. It's over for Trump. There's no way he can now win.
Yep.
And he took out another one.
Yeah.
I mean, really, think about it, right? I mean, everybody they throw at him, every race that he's been in, it's always been how he can't make it, he can't do, he's in trouble, and he comes out on top all the time.
Well, the thing is, Joe, Trump doesn't have to say or do anything, to be honest. These people open their mouths, and they lose.
Every time.
I mean, if anyone's paying attention, I get their far left base loves them, thinks they're great for certain ones, but regular people are looking at all of these candidates and thinking that they're all out of their minds because even ones like Gabbard, Klobuchar, or Delaney, who try to be more moderate, still are far to the left compared to a normal everyday person who's a voter. So they're all screwed.
No question about it. You know, and again, they keep putting out these wonderful candidates that shouldn't be a problem with the. Yeah, Trump will have no problem taking most of these people out. Seriously.
None.
You know?
Honestly, if it's Biden, Biden makes a gaffe every single day, and he looks kind of like he's just lost it. If it's Warren, I don't even need to go any further with an explanation if it's Warren.
All right, so. I've been one of these people, and we're out of time. Never mind. I'll have to get you next time. On the impeachment process, I have my own idea how it should take place. But we're out of time. You'll have to tell them how to find you right now. Not right now.
Vandercroft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
ConservativeIND. You got to check that out. She's got some tweets that'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to go through the process when we come back because I want you to hear the absurdities of the left. They think they're normal. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You can listen to The Real Side.